Welcome to Career Conversations. My name is Siobhan Murphy, a careers consultant here in DCU Career Service. As part of our series of Making the Most of Your Summer 2021, I am joined by Charlie Kinsler. Now, Charlie is a final year accounting and finance student here in DCU, and he's on the line now to share with us what he actually did do last summer. So first of all, thank you so much for joining us, Charlie. And maybe you might tell us, what did you do last summer?
Thank you for having me. I suppose to begin with, I was very lucky that I was one of the people who got a summer job last summer. So last May, I started working in Sea Point Golf Club for the first time, and I had great fun. Thankfully, the weather was actually quite good last summer, and I was able to cycle out there to work a few days a week and kind of take in the fresh air and make the most of being restricted to only being able to really live and work outdoors, I suppose.
And tell us a little bit about the golf club, in the sense, like, how did it operate under the guidelines? Was there a lot of restrictions, or did you have to go about your job quite differently, do you think? Or was it quite normal during the summer, or what way did it work out for you?
I suppose it was as normal as it could have been, considering the circumstances. But I actually, the initial job that I was recruited to work as was created by COVID-19 restrictions, because initially I had to go around the golf course in a buggy acting as a ranger to basically ensure that all of the golfers were socially distancing and behaving themselves.
Interesting.
So it was kind of an opportunity out of something that obviously had been, you know, maybe not so positive in the first half of last year. So that kind of evolved then into working in the shop. And once you go indoors, as I'm sure we're all familiar with now, we had to wear masks and we'd perspex screens and very strict 2 meter distancing rules and things like that, and very stringent hygiene requirements. So I suppose all of that stuff isn't as important normally in a golf club or in any workplace. But I suppose last year it just kind of took on a life of its own.
And when you were, I suppose, doing the bit of work going around on the buggy, you know, assessing whether people were maintaining social distance, you know, were people compliant, or were they just kind of just sometimes forgetting? You know, like, last summer is different than now. You know, we were kind of finding it challenging to do that, weren't we?
I suppose people were only getting really getting into the habit of doing it, and as well, this was kind of the first time that they were allowed out of the house. The big lockdown. But I think certainly the slightly older and mature members were certainly very conscious that A, they didn't want to catch it, and also that they didn't want the golf club to have to close again, and realised that once they saw me, I was like the 5'10" sized reminder to constantly remind them to just make sure that they're doing their best to stay within the guidelines. I think the big thing now as well is the fact that it's outdoors meant that it was very safe in hindsight, but we didn't know how important ventilation was at the time.
Sure.
So we were very focused on things like social distancing and making sure that people weren't symptomatic, say, for example, and surfaces were clean and things like that.
Brilliant. So what else did you get up to?
Well, for 2 weeks then, in the middle of the summer, I had initially signed up for a PwC summer internship and had gotten it the previous February, but it had been kind of up in the air as to how it was going to be delivered or if it would go ahead at all. We ended up doing a 2 week long virtual internship, which was really rewarding, and we got to, I suppose, learn a lot of soft skills that maybe you wouldn't normally pay as much attention to. In your studies or your run-of-the-mill stuff, it certainly wasn't just debits and credits for the whole summer. It was things like mindfulness, presentation skills, networking skills, and there was a group project which had to be done online. I have to say it was a really good preparation for coming back in the autumn to do a full year of college online, as it has turned out to be now, because we would have picked up the kind of digital skills on what works and how do you get a team to kind of rally around on a group project, and how do you interact with each other virtually, things like that. There was a massive emphasis on the fact that it was different, not necessarily better or worse. It was just the way things were, and we were making the best of it. And I certainly think I did.
And just speaking about, because we often hear a lot of employers around soft skills, soft skills, soft skills, and you know, for students, you're kind of going, what are you talking about? Like, what is a soft skill? Is it so soft it's useless, or is it soft that, you know, like, what is it? So you talked about teamwork there, mindfulness, obviously being present to your team, and obviously being able to deal with stress, and, you know, living in the moment and not living in the past or the future. But speaking to that whole thing about working in teams and how that can be done online, and maybe going back into college then, how did that all help you in reality, or any nuggets you can share with us there?
Well, I suppose little things like knowing that it's very important to make sure you're muted or not muted during a presentation or a team meeting, depending. Little things like that. You just kind of develop little habits that make the really hard skills that you learn. So the, you know, how to work a spreadsheet, how to, as I say, do your debits and credits and everything. But you kind of have to assimilate that to the world of work and getting things done, working as a team. Listening is a massive thing that, that you know, okay, we all listen in our lectures and we listen to presentations.
Or we think we're listening.
Active listening and taking notes and, I mean, even I have a great notebook full of nuggets of knowledge that I'd have picked up in the internship. And I have that in my drawer that I can always take it out and go, oh, I remember we were working on, say, this type of software or something like that. Let's open that up and see what I took down about that. What was useful, what wasn't. Little things like cybersecurity. It was also a really good thing for picking up things in the news that you would hear being name dropped. So things like cybersecurity, data presentation was another one, data visualization even, sorry. So, you know, kind of graphs and stuff, that things that have become super important in COVID-19 as, say, NPHET are trying to show us how effective a certain strain of the virus is in comparison to another one. Bending the curve was a famous one. So little things like that, it kind of puts flesh on the bones and helps you apply your knowledge. I suppose the big thing, it's one thing to know it theoretically, it's one thing to read it in a book, but you need to be able to apply it to a job to kind of contribute to society or help a client.
Brilliant, that's absolutely fantastic. So out of that, you got an interesting role with PwC.
I did. I was, I suppose, selected to be their campus ambassador in DCU for the year, which is great. I mean, it's really rewarding to look at people who are in a similar position that I was in perhaps a year ago, applying for things like internships and graduate programs, and then being able to kind of help them a little bit on the way, give them a bit of guidance. I suppose also highlight the benefits at the moment, although I think people are very anxious to apply for jobs now because the economic situation is a bit more uncertain. But certainly people just want to be able to, I suppose, take the guesswork out of applying to a big organisation that can be seen as intimidating. But one thing I definitely picked up in the 2 weeks and in my interactions since is there's a very flat company structure and everyone is happy to help everyone else and is very approachable if you do come to them with a question or want to find out about something.
Brilliant, brilliant. So what else did you get up to last summer? I mean, you were busy. I'm not pushing you that you should have done more or anything like that, but what else did you get up to? How did you manage, you know, family, friends, connections, things like that? How did that aspect of life work out for you?
I suppose last summer I was busy and I was glad to be busy because we had all been cooped up for a couple of months. But I suppose the big thing that I wasn't able to do was to go and meet a lot of my college friends that are kind of dotted all over the country. And I suppose when we look forward to graduation, it kind of looks like it's going to be difficult for us to meet up in the future as well. But I suppose I would have gotten an awful lot of time outdoors to play sports. So say, as I say, I would have cycled to work every day. I would have gotten into playing golf much more than I would have normally. Before that, I'd say I hadn't played golf for 5 or 6 years. So there were certain sports and there were certain kind of trends last summer that really took off where, like walking, for example, you nearly start bashing into people around my house when you go for your walks because there's so many people anxious to get out, even in the middle of the day.
Yes.
So I suppose, and also because I'm from Drogheda, it's commuter country, an awful lot of people spend hours and hours and hours of the day in the car going to Dublin. But COVID has kind of changed that for an awful lot of people, thankfully. I suppose from a relationships point of view, I've both of my parents work on the front line, so they've never been busier, and that's great in one way that there's not four or five of us cooped up in the house working from home looking at laptops, and that would certainly be a different challenge, but it does mean that they bring a certain amount of stress home, and it's you do have to be patient with them and that. Then I suppose grandparents, they're kind of at the age where they're cocooning and things like that, so it's been a tough old year on them, but at least I suppose it kind of gives you the excuse to ring them more, because you know that you do have to keep in contact with them, and you know that they're definitely not busy. And you're just trying to, I suppose, like, there's conversations that I've had with my granny and granddad that I would never have ever had the opportunity to chat to them about, because we're kind of, I think we're also just that bit more reflective as well.
Yeah, I often find, because different generations have lived through different things, and they can maybe not the same experience, but they can share their wisdom of being resilient. Did you find it useful to, in your own learning to be resilient, learning from them, or what was your own take on that?
Certainly, yeah. I suppose when you get to a particular age, you've seen and experienced an awful lot of things, but I certainly think that they were happy enough to do what they're told because they've realised that in the past everything works out in the end, and that the big challenge with this particular crisis for people of their age is just to get through it, and that's kind of their there's something reassuring about knowing exactly what you have to do. They're not worried about having to go out and get a job or pass exams or do anything like that. It's just laser focused on, okay, get through it, ring the grandson, watch the rugby match, try and make the most of what you can, and have something to tell him about the next time he's on to you next week.
Yeah.
And that, I suppose they are very resilient, and I suppose they've brought not only me, but my parents into the world, and that we're enough hassle enough. So I'm sure they were well equipped for COVID-19.
Yeah.
COVID-19 has a lot to be worried of if they ever come in contact with my grandparents.
Well, it's a good way to be. But we were just talking about getting through. I think we've all made a project out of even making our dinner now and swapping recipes. And God, is that good? And is that good? We're like literally making a meal out of making the meal, So listen, it's good, because, it makes us all appreciate the simpler things in life. And whilst we don't want to be kind of, romanticising the simpler things in life, because we do want a little bit more diversity in our lives and everything like that, but it's to see the beauty of it, whatever shape we have now. Just looking forward to the summer ahead for you, Charlie. You alluded to it earlier on there. You are finishing up college this summer. So what are you looking forward to, in the summer ahead, but, your career, and maybe you might be able to tell us a little bit about your own thoughts about what you want to do when you finish up college?
I suppose short term, and I think everyone's in the one boat with this, we've all become a little bit restless, I suppose, in our own homes, and we're very frustrated with restrictions and trying to get vaccines and things. But I think it'll change very fast. Thank God my grandparents have all had their first jab, and Mum has had her first jab. So we're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. I just want to get through my exams and my assignments. I definitely feel there has been kind of more assignments this year. There will be exams at the end of the year, but it's kind of the work that would normally be going on in, say, May, getting ready for a big exam, has been kind of brought back a couple of weeks. So I'd like to think that it doesn't get much scarier than here.
Mm-hmm.
Once I get to the summer holidays, eventually, I hope to be back at Sea Point and welcoming golfers to our beautiful course. And then maybe get away down the country at the end of the summer up to the Titanic, hopefully in Belfast, because I've never seen it before. And I suppose, as much as I'd love to be intervening around Europe or doing my J1 in America, it does make you appreciate what you have on your own doorstep. And I do think hospitality, like whatever year I've had, they've had a really difficult time. So I think I'll try my best to support them over the summer.
Brilliant. So maybe give us a little bit of a shout out. So like we're all, hopefully, we will get to do a little bit of movement over the summer. We'll keep our fingers crossed. So if we were to visit Drogheda, have you a walk that you'd recommend? Or, you know, what would you recommend somebody might do in around, say, the 10, 15 mile radius of Drogheda?
I thought you'd never ask.
Oh, go on. Do the tourist board bit.
Well, Drogheda is a really great historical town. If anybody is nosy around history or anything like that, New Grange is on your doorstep. Of course, you have Slane. Normally, there'd be concerts, but Slane's a great historical town. Lovely place to go for a tea and a bun. Then on the far side of the town, you have top-class golf courses, so my own Sea Point Lynx course, and then of course there's the famous Baltray course, which has hosted the Irish Open before, so it's a really good test for any golfer. Then you come back into the town, you have things like Mill Mount. You can see where Cromwell first invaded the town. We haven't quite recovered 400 years on, but you can kind of see the ruins of the old town wall and things like that. There's great hospitality businesses in Drogheda. I hope they can get open. Places like Scholars Town House are great if you're going for lunch, if you're going for coffee. There's lots of places down the town, and there will be plenty of people only too happy to get out of the house and to greet you when you arrive. So, you know, there's been a lot of tour buses and that in Drogheda and a lot of tourists. But it's a part of the country you get the sense that not a lot of people have really explored, and certainly for people who live in Dublin, it's not all that far away. It's about 20 minutes north of the airport.
You can do an awful lot on a day trip there now, even if overnighting isn't an option, you know, for either people, just because, you know, just financially just mightn't be able to afford to stay over, but, you know, just can't, you know, plan things, or, you know, we're not sure what way things are going to, you could at least start off and do a day trip and see what happens.
100%. You will not run out of things to do is the big promise about Drogheda. It's Ireland's biggest town and we take great pride in it. And it's a great place to discover. Certainly with the opportunity now, it'll be that bit tougher going to Europe. The B117 variant seems to have hit the continent very badly, and they mightn't really get it under control for the summer, is my kind of assessment of it. Not that I'm an epidemiologist or anything, but if you have the opportunity to go on day trips over the summer or anything like that, Drogheda and the surrounding areas are a fantastic place in the heart of the Boyne Valley. It's really, really good.
Brilliant.
We couldn't recommend it.
Do you know, Charlie, and to my shame, only had conversations with a friend of mine a while ago, and we kind of said we still haven't done it. I've never been to New Grange. I know that sounds absolutely terrible, but I haven't been, and I suppose that is kind of on my hit list for this summer. Didn't get to do it last summer, so I will absolutely make an all-out effort to get. Now, I'm from Wexford, so I suppose I'm very biased towards Wexford and things like that, but that one place I haven't been is New Grange, and it's definitely on my hit list. Brilliant. Yeah. Listen, thank you so much, Charlie. I've learned a lot from you. You've given us great insights into kind of, you know, managing. Obviously, your parents were frontline workers. You know, you had to be mindful and respectful of them, parents, family, connections, friends, critical. As you said, you got the opportunity both to work locally and for a large corporate like PwC, and you ended up getting a campus ambassador role with PwC as well. So actually, the, you know, summer of 2020 was what turned out to be a very good summer in many ways, despite all the odds for you.
I guess I'm very grateful, and look, an awful lot of people have had a very tough time, but I suppose as we look forward, my number one tip would be not to to kind of nearly take the blinkers off and imagine what you can do and make the most of where you're at the moment. None of it really was part of a particular big plan that I had. No one could have foreseen it a year in advance, mm-hmm. but it all happened, and it can, if it can happen to me, it can happen to anyone.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And the best of luck. Thanks a million. Thanks, Charlie. Bye.